dear brothers and sisters.
很高兴再次有机会能够与大家再次见面，一同分享主的话。
I'm glad to be with you again.
Share the word of God with you.
很快啊，上次我来，距离现在已经快要半年了。
So it's been 6 months, since the last time I was here.
能够有这样的机会，真的是感谢主。
I thank God for this opportunity to share the message with you.
那我们来到主面前，一同的来思想今天的这个主题。
May we all come in front of God, before God, and think upon the theme today.
我们感谢赞美团今天的诗歌，给我们来提醒我们，真的是向神献上感恩的心。
And we thank the worship team today. For leading the worship and may we all give thanks to God.
那也正是今天我要跟大家分享的一个主题。
And this is what I want to talk about today.
当我们开始进入之前，我想今天是一个特别的日子，先跟大家来提一下。
And first of all, today is a very special day, so I want to remind you of this.
今天是3月11号。
Today is March the 11th.
7年前，日本在这一天有个大地震。
There was a very big earthquake in Japan 7 years ago.
然后这个大地震造成了许多的伤亡，也还有海啸，然后再来就是核灾，所以很多的一个伤亡。
So that earthquake led to tsunami, and also caused a lot of casualties.
将近差不多有20,000人在这个灾难当中罹难。
Almost 20,000 people died in this disaster.
那还有数不尽的这个家庭跟整个城市都可以说是毁灭掉。
Not speaking of the countless broken families and cities.
那这也就是上帝使用这样的一个事情，让我很认真的去思想，到底我的人生接下来的30年、40年的侍奉时间，我要如何为神来摆上
？And with this, God reminded me, how should I dedicate my, how should I devote myself to, and how should I do my ministry in the next 3 or 4 decades?
因为我一直在神学院学习，就是预备自己要做一个牧师。
Because I was preparing myself to be a pastor in a seminary.
但是我从来没有想过我要做宣教师。
But I never thought of becoming a missionary.
宣教师和牧师有什么不一样呢？
So what is the difference between a missionary and a pastor?
都是蒙召的。
Both are called by God.
但是一个不一样，就是你要到另外一个文化当中去，跟你不同的民族来传扬主耶稣基督的爱。
But the difference is that a missionary goes to a different culture, to share with the people there.The gospel of Jesus.
特别又是日本，对我们华人来说，可以说是有很多的历史的这个重担。
Especially with the Japanese people, since we are Chinese, we have very complex feelings with Japan.
但是神教导我们，我们要爱世人，就像主耶稣爱世人一样。
But God teaches us to love the world just as Jesus loved the world.
因为主耶稣甚至教导我们要爱我们的敌人，为逼迫我们的祷告。
Because Jesus even commanded us to love our enemies and pray for our foes.
所以当这个事件发生之后，我们就顺服神的呼召，来去日本了解。了解了以后，我们很清楚的知道神呼召我们要去日本宣教。
So after this earthquake, we prayed, and God called us to.Learn more about Japan, and later God called us to do missionary work in Japan.
虽然七年已经过去了
so it has been 7 years.
我们都一直在等候跟预备当中
We're still waiting and preparing ourselves.
我们感谢主，很可能在今年的七月中或者是八月，我们将会出发到日本去进行长期的宣教。
Thank God, this summer, July or August, we will leave for Japan to.To do our missionary work.
所以在这个特别的日子当中，我也没有想到神会给我机会在3月11号，给我机会在讲台上分享这个信息。
So on this special day, I'm very thankful that God gave me this opportunity to stand here and share the message with you.
我也盼望邀请弟兄姐妹来关心这个未得之民，日本是世界第二大的未得之民，能够为他们来祷告。
And I invite all of you to care for and pray for these people.
所以让我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.
全能的神，我们感谢你。
Almighty God, we give thanks to you.
我们的生命气息都是主你所赏赐。
Our life is given by you.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
We know that we are all sinners.
我们本该受你的审判。
We deserve your judgment.
但是你却怜悯我们。
But you have mercy on us.
你却差遣了耶稣基督来代替我们。
You send your son Jesus Christ to receive the punishment in our place.
让我们今天能够领受这样的救恩。
So that we may receive this precious salvation from you.
但是这世界上还有许多的民族并没有听过也不知道耶稣已经来了。
There are so many peoples in the world that haven't heard about this good news.
特别是日本。
Especially Japan.
日本是世界第二大的未得之民。
Japan is the second largest unreached people in the world.
我们很难想象。
It's hard to believe.
但是主你没有遗忘这个民族。
But God, you haven't forgotten about this country.
在他们的文化跟历史当中我们可以看到你的一些的作为跟蛛丝马迹。
We can see the signs of your deeds on these people in history.
但是他们却不认识这就是你。
But they do not recognize you are the Savior.
所以恳求主你让我们不管是在祷告当中或者在金钱上甚至在短宣长宣各种方式让我们来关心这个民族。
Lord, may you move us to care for this country through financial support or in our prayers.
主，我们恳求你使用我们 Santa Barbara 这个教会。
God, may you use the church in Santa Barbara.
让我们有一个伟大的意向。
May we have this great vision.
虽然我们教会不大，但是主，你可以借着我们成就大事。
We're not a big church, but through us, God, you may accomplish great things.
所以恳求你来赐福。
May you bless us.
让我们在座的每一个人。
May every one of us.
真的是深深的体会到你对我们的爱。
We experience deeply your love for us.
那我们也回应主你的爱，就把我们的生命、我们的主权都奉献在你的手中。
So that we will respond to your love by surrendering all to you.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you, God.
我们再次把以下时间恭敬交托。
May you bless the following time.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢主，我们今天能够活在这样一个算是尖端科技的一个时代。
Thank God that we are living a modern age with very sophisticated technologies.
今天有很多的疾病，我们知道借着打疫苗或者是各样的医疗的方式，医学可以帮助我们能够有健康。
Nowadays, we can keep good health through approaches like vaccination.
所以我们要感谢我们活在这样的时代。
So we should be thankful that we live in this age.
但是我要讲一个更深一层的，就是我们心灵的健康。我们的心灵的健康，这个是要从哪里来？
But speaking of a deeper question, that is the health of our hearts.So when does our mental health come from?
我们知道心灵的疾病是一个很困难面对，但我们该如何去面对？
We know that the healing of our soul is a very tough question, but how should we face it?
就像我刚刚提到日本大地震，其实日本的政府很有能力，地震之后他们已经大致都已经外在来看都整理得很好了。
We know, just as I mentioned, the earthquake in Japan, actually, the Japanese government was very competent and they were very efficient in aiding the people after the earthquake.
外在虽然都已经弄好整理好，但是心灵还是有很多的创伤，也因此有很多的人因为这样的一个灾难而自杀。
Well, it is rather easy to to deal with the aftermath, the external aftermath, but it is very hard to heal the inside trauma. So that is why many people kill themselves after the earthquake.
但是我想我们普遍的人我们也面对生活各方面的压力我们很多时候心灵忧伤没有办法去面对
And every one of us is facing all kinds of pressure or stress and sometimes we feel it's really hard to face it
包括基督徒也是
including Christians
那我们该如何面对呢
How should we face the trauma of our soul?
但我们感谢主神的话语这样告诉我们在箴言第十七章二十二节这样说心里喜乐就是良药心灵忧愁使骨头枯干、
But thank God, God gave us this precious verse in Proverbs 17 A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones
但是问题是这个喜乐的基础是从哪里可以得来
But the question is, where do we get this joy?
我们可以让自己喜乐起来吗？
Can we cheer ourselves up?
或许外在的一些东西可以让我们暂时的有快乐。
Or something else can cheer us up temporarily.
但是真正的喜乐是内在的。
But the real joy is, comes out of our hearts.
所以我盼望今天借着今天的主要的经文能够来帮助大家，来一起跟大家分享，能够看到我们基督徒真正的喜乐的源头从哪里来。
So may the scripture today help us to see where does the real joy of Christians come from.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦的这个经文这样告诉我们，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says, Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那我要你注意后面那一句话，这是神的旨意，对我们每一个基督徒的旨意。
Pay attention to this last verse. It says, This is God's will for you.
我们每一个基督徒都很盼望，很在乎，想要知道主啊，你对我的旨意是什么。
I believe every Christian,is eager to learn what is God's will for me.
没有错，很多时候我们这样问这个问题的时候，我们所在乎的是神要我做什么。
And many times when we ask this question, we're seeking God, what do you want me to do?
但是事实上，神更在乎的不是你做什么，而是要你的内在，你的内在的生命更被他来塑造改变，有他的生命跟形象。
But more importantly, God's will is on your soul, on your life. He wants to transform your life from inward.
所以说，我们不是应该这么说吧？我们不是要去问说，上帝要借着我去成就什么大事，要做什么样的伟大的事业？其实神更在乎的是你的心灵的健康。
So we shouldn't wonder what kind of great accomplishment that God will use me to achieve, but We should really ask, we should really know that God cares more about the health of our soul.
虽然没有错，主确实有很多的教导告诉我们，我们要去传福音，我们要去关心别人，我们要去让爱人能够来把神的爱来传扬。没有错，这些是主耶稣外在的一个教导跟命令。
It is true that we receive many commandments from Lord Jesus, such as loving the people and share the gospel, these are tangible things that we are asked to do.
但是神更在乎的不是这些外在的行为，更在乎的是你的内心，因为他在乎的是从你内心深处出来的那真实的那个真实的行动。
In comparison with the external deeds, God cares more about your inside issues. He really wants, he really cares about your inner motivation.
所以说，在这个这里有一个经文说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐。
So it is said in this verse that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy.
那你看到吗？这是圣灵在你心中所做的一个工作。
So you see, this is the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart.
所以是圣灵在我们心中让我们明白到一个真理，就是在马太福音六章三十三节告诉我们说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切必要加给你们。
So that's why it says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
这个经文是实在是太重要了，马太福音六章三十三节，抱歉我没有打出来。
This is absolutely a very important verse.
他说你们要先求神的国和神的义，这是在讲你心中的渴望到底是什么。
God asks us to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. So God really cares about what is your real desire.
你的渴望是你的国度，你的个人成就，还是你渴望的是神的国？
So do you long for your own kingdom, your own righteousness, your own feasts, or you care about His kingdom?
当我们的渴望被改变成为我是渴望神的国的时候，弟兄姐妹们，那才是我们真正喜乐的开始。
When our desire is transformed to the desire for His kingdom and His righteousness, that is the starting point. When we start to feel the for joy.
怎么说呢？其实服事侍奉主本身，或者是说从传道人的角度。建立教会、建造教会本身可能就是个偶像。
So actually, for many missionaries, the temptation can be to plant a big church. That can be an idol for missionaries.
因为你在建立你自己的国的时候，你心中是忧虑的，你是担心的，你有太多的一些你无法 control 控制的事情，然后你就开始焦虑。
Because a missionary can grow concerned and anxious when he is thinking of building up his own kingdom.
所以这个不是只是讲传道人而已，是讲我们每一个在教会侍奉每一个基督徒，当我们做这件事情是为了自己的时候，你就不会快乐。
So actually this is not only about missionaries, actually every Christian so for every Christian whatever your service isWhen you start to think about building up your own kingdom, you become worried and concerned.
外在来看，大家看不出来，哇，你教会做得很好，人数很多，很赞美你，你就很风光。但是你知道吗？这外在不是重点，神看重的是内心啊。
So from outside, it is very hard to tell because, well, we can only see what you do, but what God sees is your heart.
所以神对我们的旨意是什么？刚刚我们读那经文，要我们常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。其实就让我们看到说，他要我们的内心跟他 so close, so 很亲密到一个地步，我们知道我们在做的，我们的生活就是在完成神国的事情。
So it is we see that it is God's will for us to be joyful always in all circumstances.We know that that is what God cares most about.
所以不是要我们成就什么伟大的事情，而是要在我们内心深处改变我们，使我们生命有一个真实的这个蜕变，这生命的变化，然后这样子才是真神真正在乎的。
So the most important thing for us is to let God transform our heart. This transformation of our soul.Is the most vital thing for God.
我们要知道喜乐跟快乐是不一样的。
We know that joy it doesn't equal happiness.
喜乐是建立在一个事实的基础上面。
Joy is based on a reality.
而快乐会随着环境跟时间的改变。
But happiness can be subject to our circumstances.
而这个事实的基础是什么呢？就是耶稣基督。拯救我们，赐给我们永生的盼望。
And what is this reality? That is, Jesus Christ becomes our hope of salvation and eternal life.
去年十一月，或许你有听看到这样的一则新闻，非常让人伤痛的一个新闻。
So last November there was this very sad news.
就是在德州有一个小小的教会，大概也只有五十多人的一个教会，竟然有一个人。来拿一把枪就杀光了教会一半的人，二十几个人。
So there was a mass shooting occurred in a small church in Texas. Just one man killed like half of the population of the church.
而这被枪杀的人当中，其中有一位就是他们牧师的女儿。
And one of the victims was the daughter of the pastor.
这位牧师再来那个礼拜，他要讲到，那怎么讲啊？多伤痛啊
！And how would that pastor preach in the following week?
但是他还是靠着神的恩典，他站起来讲。
But standing on God's grace, he still shared his message.
他讲了很多。
He shared a lot with his church.
但是他讲到一个重点。
And he emphasized one thing.
虽然失去这些家人朋友，他很难过，但是他们已经在基督的怀里，这就是我们喜乐的基础。
He said that though he was in great trauma, but he was sure that his family and friends were already in the arms of Jesus Christ. That is the foundation of our joy.
从外在或者从人的角度，我们都说：“上帝啊，你怎么会让这种事情发生啊？”要跟神抱怨一番，然后跟上帝啊，你不公平啊！我们人都会这种想要跟神抱怨的态度。
From human perspective, we may complain to God that, God, how can you let this kind of things happen?
但是弟兄姐妹，当你有天国的价值观，还有建立在基督里真实的喜乐的时候，你就知道死掉反而是更好。
But, brothers and sisters, when your values are based on the kingdom in heaven, you may change your perspective. You may know that death means a better destination for us.
虽然这种死法太难过了，没有错，但是我至少可以知道，而且保证那些在基督里死的人，他们将来要复活，而且我会再见到他们，这就是我们的喜乐。
Although many of them died a tragic death, but it is true that those brothers and sisters truly in Christ, they are already in heaven. We will rejoin them again.
为什么我们基督徒面临这些灾难、苦难，甚至伤亡的时候，我们虽然难过，但是我们可以有喜乐，这就是我们的盼望，因为我们有一天还会再相会。
So how can we keep Christians have joy in great sufferings? Because we know that we will have a reunion in heaven.
但是世界上有很多人不认识耶稣，没有听过福音的，他们的家人伤亡的时候，那种的痛苦是很难去面对的，以至于就像我刚刚说的，在日本大地震之后，很多人因此就自杀了，因为他们的亲人都没了，没有盼望了，你知道吗？
But for so many people without God, when they suffer this kind of things, when they lose their family, their dear beloved, they cannot bear this kind of suffering because they have no hope.
这就是为什么我们要把这样的美好的福音向世人传扬，因为我们在基督里有盼望。
That is why we need to share this good news with the whole world because we already have the joy in Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这位牧师怎么可以有这样的一个把握呢？因为他知道他的喜乐是建立在耶稣基督里面。
So how could this pastor say so? Because he knew that His joy is founded on Jesus Christ.
我们要知道，刚刚我们读的《帖撒罗尼迦》这个经文，其实是个命令句。神命令我们，要我们在他里面有常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
And we know that the scripture we just read today actually there are a few imperative sentences. God ordered us to do so.
这三个方面其实是神在基督里要我们是靠着他去活出来的一个生命的内容。
So be joyful to pray, to give thanks. These three things are God's will for us.
但是我们要怎么知道这个真理的内容的实在是什么呢？就是这个经文，我给大家要看的《罗马书》第五章第八节这个。
But what is the essence of these?Imperatives.
这个经文怎么说？他说：“唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死了，神对我们爱就在此显明了。”
So, it is revealed in Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
喜乐的心是因为我们真的认识了，而且经验到基督耶稣的饶恕和拯救。我们知道说，我这个生命。就是属于他的，这个是生命，就是让我们真实的喜乐。
We have a joyful heart because we know that Jesus has already forgiven us. That is where our joy comes from.
因此我们就向神发出祷告，我们向神的祷告不是求神给我这个，求神给我那个，没有错，我们有时候还是可以把我们的需要带到神面前，但是我们真正的需要就是与神和好，就是那天国子民的身份，就是那得救的生命。
So, when we pray, it's not only about our own supplication, to ask God for this and ask God for that, because a real prayer should consist of adoration and thanksgiving.
所以我们从内心深处可以发出对神发出一个真实的祷告。
So, we can pray this out of our heart.
所以我说来说去就让大家明白，神在乎的是你的内心。所以他对你的旨意不是要你做很多事情，而是要你的内心改变，而他要来改变你的心。
So we know that it is God's real will to transform our hearts and life.
有一位牧师，他是蛮有名的一位牧师，他是写了不少书。有一次他要写一本书，这本书是关于如何爱人跟帮助人的书。
So there is this pastor who is very successful and well known, and he wrote many books. One of these books is about how to love people.
那当然他要写书嘛，他常常要 travel， 他在飞机上就准备好，好，今天我坐飞机，我就要在飞机上好好的继续写这本书，希望没有人来打扰我这样子。
So once he was on a flight and he was about to continue writing his book on this flight, and he hoped that nobody would disrupt him.
但是他一坐下来就发现他的位置旁边被安排了三个位置啊，是一个妈妈带三个小孩。
But he immediately saw that he was seated along with a mother with three kids.
他想说，好，那我就不要跟他讲话，我坐我的，不要吵我啊。他心中这样想。
So he thought to himself that I'd better not talk to them.
就坐下来之后，旁边的小女孩就一直看他，一直看他。他心中想看什么看呢、啊？很讨厌。
After being seated, the little girl beside him kept looking at him, and he was kind of annoyed.
他就说，那个小女孩就问他说 ，What are you doing？ 你在做什么？
So the little girl asked
what he was doing.
What he was doing, and he answered, "I'm writing."
过一下子，那个女孩子又说：“啊，你在写什么 ？What are you writing？” 他说，他就开始心中就一股火起来。哦，就希望不要没有人吵我，让我可以专心写啊。
And later, the little girl repeated her question, and he became really annoyed.
但是就在那个时刻，圣灵就提醒他了。
But at that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded him.
你要写一本如何爱人帮助人的书。
You're writing a book about how to love and help people.
你旁边这个妈妈带三个小孩，其中一个还是 baby， 还抱着。
So the mother sitting beside you has three kids, including one infant.
那你就是要去帮助她。
So she needs help from you.
就在那个时刻，她体会到神的心意，她就放下她的工作来帮助这个母亲。
So in that moment, he realized God's will for him, so he put down his work to help this mother.
我讲这个小故事，我觉得蛮有提醒或启发的，因为真的神不是在乎你写多少书，向多少人传福音。固然传福音要爱人很重要，神要你在那当下真的去爱你身边的人，那些有需要帮助的人。
So it is this story can be a good reminder that.God's will for us is for us to love others genuinely.
当你真的顺服神这样的一个感动的时候，你去做的时候，这就是你的喜乐。你会发现到神的喜乐源源不断的涌流在你的心中。
When you really obey to God, you will find your joy. You will find your joy, and that is unceasing.
所以当我想到这个时候，我就想到那感恩的反义字是什么？
So when I think about this, what is the opposite of being thankful?
是不感谢吗？
Is it not give thanks?
其实不是。
Not really.
是 entitlement. 好，中文应该翻成，这是我的权利啊。
So the opposite of thankfulness is entitlement.
所以写 it's all about me.
都是关于我。
其实我们要很注意，因为基督教信仰很多时候会走向这个极端，认为神救我就是我，对不对？神爱我，一切都是我，好像世界或者神的所要做的一切事情都是绕着你在转。
So sometimes you may grow this kind of self-centered mindset because you think God saved you, God loved you, everything is about you.
其实感恩的反义字就是 entitlement， 就是这是我的权利。
But actually, the opposite of thankfulness is entitlement. When you think that you are entitled.
我讲一个简单的比喻，大家就知道，一个小孩子在圣诞节的时候很高兴，早上起来礼物打开，就大哭，这不是我要的啦。哦，那你会怎么想？哦
，For example, when a kid opened his Christmas gift and he cried because that was not what he wanted.
礼物的定义是什么
？So what is the definition of gift？
就是白白的得来的，你不配得，或者说你没有赚得了，是人家因为爱你、关心你等等原因给你的。
So gift is something for free, is something that you do not learn or deserve.
那所以说圣诞老公公所唱的那首歌是很邪恶，是很错误，不合乎圣经的，你知道？那首歌怎么唱？你 better watch out, you better 什么什么，好，如果你不乖的话，啊，你早上起来就没有礼物了。好，那歌就是这样，就是这样唱，大家有听过吧？
So,
圣诞老公公的歌。
So that song by Santa Claus is not very biblical because that actually conveys an idea of legalism.
真的，这就是礼物的定义，就是神把他最好的礼物，就是耶稣基督给了我们人类，是我们不配得，也不是我们赢得的，是神知道我们人类真正的需要，他把这个人类真正的需要给了我们，就是要拯救我们脱离罪恶和死亡。
And we know that the best gift from God is Jesus Christ himself, because that is the only way He could save us. He could save us, and that is what we do not deserve.
但世界上人可能不以为这个是很好的礼物。不要啊，上帝啊，万能的神啊，我要的是财富啊，我要的是健康啊，我要的是 whatever 啊。
But the world doesn't see this as the best gift because the world actually seeks wealth, health, and all kinds of things.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们人跟上帝闹脾气的时候，上帝啊，你给我的不是我要的，这就是 entitlement， 你知道吗？就是一种不感恩，那这就是会就会苦读，甚至就会埋怨，甚至就会 you know 不快乐。
So that is why we sometimes show ill temper to God because we feel that we're entitled, so we complain to God and grow bitterness inside.
甚至我们会觉得上帝拯救人类是应该的。好像神欠我们一样，哎，是你造我的呢。那我今天堕落，你当然要救我啊！引抬头们，弟兄姐妹，如果你是这种基督徒啊，你不会喜乐的，因为你搞不懂我们是不配得的。
And sometimes we feel that God is obliged to save us because He created us in the first place. But you should realize that salvation is not something you deserve.
我们要知道，我们要改变这个观念。当我们改变这个观念，其实在你人际关系上也会有很大的帮助。当你发现你的先生、你的妻子 来烧饭给你吃，来赚钱工作，来养活一家等等，这是一种恩典，这是一种彼此相爱的互相的给予的时候，这是喜乐。但是你呢，哦，你怎么今天煮饭怎么那么难吃啊，哦，你这个我下班回来这么辛苦，你都没有怎么样怎么样， entitlement 就跑出来啦，就开始问这是我的权利啦，你 you know 你就不喜乐了。
So the thought of entitlement can also affect your interpersonal relationship. Because, for example, when your spouse works for you and earns the bread and cooks for you, actually that is pure grace. But when you feel you're entitled, you may complain that you cook so bad.
我们一个很熟悉的故事，我们都知道浪子的比喻，我用这个来跟大家帮助大家更了解这个真理。
We may know well this parable of the lost son.
我们都这个小儿子放荡，对不对？把财产花光了，回来啊，爸爸可怜可怜我吧！啊，爸爸就爱他，就接纳他了，对不对
？We know that the younger son lived a wild life, but later his father still loved him and received him.
但是重点来了，他哥哥。
But more interestingly, his elder brother.
他来说， 你那个儿子，他也不说那是我弟弟，他说你那个儿子出去花光一切放荡，你竟然接待他接纳他就算了，你还给他摆设宴席，开玩笑。
The elder brother complained that that son of yours, he didn't even bear saying my brother, he said that son of yours has squandered his fortunes and wasted everything, but you still launch a banquet for him.
他认为我守禁，我这么乖在家里，你交代我的所有的事情我都做好了，你从来没有为我来庆贺一下，杀个牛犊给我庆祝一下，这个放荡的，他也不讲是弟弟回来了，竟然给他这种享受，你有没有搞错啊，爸爸？他也不叫他爸爸，他根本就不叫，人家气到这种地步。
And he was so mad that he didn't even call his dad dad, and because he obeyed every order of his father and did his work, but his father never launched a single party for him, and so he was really mad.
这个哥哥是好像看起来很有理由可以生气，对不对？
Well, this elder son seems to have every reason to be bitter.
但是他没有忘记爸爸跟他讲一句话，儿啊，这一切都是你的。也就是爸爸会过世，对不对？这些都要给你。
But the father told him, son, everything I have is yours.
但是你弟弟是失落，今天回来了，我们应当欢喜。
But we should take joy in your younger brother because he was lost.
这个比喻有很多可以讲，但我讲个重点，因为我要从大儿子。看到我们很多基督徒的样式。
Well, you can have many interpretations on this parable, but I want to emphasize the attitude of this elder son.
因为我们以为我们守律法，我们做所有上帝对我们的要求，上帝就欠我一份，然后他应该要祝福我。
As a Christian, when we obey his commandments, and we think that God owes us something because I'm a good Christian.
No.
It's not true.
我们所有的一切都是上帝给的恩典跟机会。我们当我们真的是为了神的国，不是为了自己的私欲去守、去爱、去做、去侍奉的时候，你会有真的喜乐。你看到大儿子吗？他是为了自己而做这些事情，所以他没有喜乐。弟兄姐妹们，如果你是为了你自己的私欲在侍奉主的话，你不会有喜乐。弟兄姐妹们，如果你是为了你自己在建立你的国度，想要利用上帝来成就你的理想跟愿望的话，你不会有喜乐。
So everything we have is pure grace. It is not something we deserve from God. But you should realize, as a Christian, everything you do, everything, every service you do, actually it's not an entitlement. You cannot experience real joy just as this elder brother.When you obey to God like this,
当我们的心真的是以神而喜乐，神就是我的产业，就是这个经文告诉我们的。主，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。当我们的心真的是这么想，真的是这么感受的话，你是会有很大的喜乐。
So, when you find that the Lord is your real joy, and just think at this verse from Psalm 16, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. When you have this kind of mindset, you will feel real joy.
这边说好处是包括所有神的恩典、祝福、美好、幸福，各式各样都是在主里。所以当我有了主，我就有了一切。所以这很重要，弟兄姐妹，我们不要再利用上帝来成就个人的梦想，而是主啊，我降服在你面前。我的人生就是你的，你要怎么用我，甘愿被主用。从人的角度来看，这是一种牺牲；但是从神的角度来看，其实你是得着。
So, all good things here refers to blessings, goodness, happiness, grace. Actually, everything is in the Lord, and we should know. And when we come to realize that, we will be truly cheerful, but instead of seeking our own benefits.
所以这个很奇怪的数学就是，当你知道神呼召你，你回应神的呼召，从人的角度来看，好像是一种牺牲，但是实际上，你从属灵的角度来看，从神的角度来看，你不是在牺牲，你是在得着啊，了解我意思吗？
So it is a mathematical impossibility because when you render everything to God, it seems that you're sacrificing something, but actually you're gaining everything.
所以我再讲一遍啊，这个很奇怪的数学，就是从人的角度来看，你给出去全部，对不对？你好像很牺牲伟大，人家说哇，宣教师传道人很牺牲，弟兄姐妹不是的，我们在得着，你知道吗？我在得着天国的产业，而你没有在得着。没来开玩笑，鼓励大家一起来哈。这就是好，我翻译。
And I say it again, it is mathematically impossible because it seems that you're sacrificing, such as missionaries. Sometimes people say, okay, you missionaries, you sacrifice a lot to do your work, but actually we're gaining our fortunes in heaven. And I hope you all gain it.
其实在去年年底有一个 CMC 拆船大会，大家有听到 有的人知道，或许有些人去参加，那个有个讲员讲的真的是好玩，他就讲这个猫狗神学，基本上他就讲到狗就很忠心的为主人摆上一切，猫就比较自私的想到自己，当然爱猫的人就觉得哎，真的是这样吗？ Anyway,
So last December at theCMC conference, one of the speakers shared about the theology of cats and dogs, and saying that cats are the real kind of loyal servants, and cats are kind of egoistic.
但我讲这个都没有写在这里哈，我们辛苦我们的同工了。我想讲就是说，弟兄姐妹，真的我们要做天国的投资啊，我们是不是都很在乎投资报酬率，对不对？我告诉你，在地上的投资有一天都会变成零，你知道吗？唯有对天国的投资不会零，而且会加倍给你。
Many of you are interested in investment, but you should realize that you're investing with everything you have on this earth.For you, the great fortune that eventually you will earn in heaven.
所以弟兄姐妹，怎么如何为天国投资呢？首先，第一个就是知道我的主啊，我的好处不在你以外。当我顺服你的呼召去做你要我做的事情的时候，那就是最大的喜乐，而这个喜乐是无法取代，而且你在天国是在投资天国，或者说存款在天国，可以这么说吧。
So, brothers and sisters, when you really believe that all good things of yours is in the Lord, you will become really joyful and start investing in the in God's heavenly kingdom.
为什么我讲那么多了才讲这个呢？因为要很注意。接下来说，大诫命就是爱神爱人，大使命就是普世宣教。这都是外在的行动，很重要。但是如果不先谈内心的话，这些东西都变成律法，然后就回到大儿子那种生命。上帝啊，你欠我的，了解吗？所以我们先谈我们的心被神改变，那是最重要。
And why do I want to talk about this first? Because when I share with you that about the great commandments of God, the great commission, and about the global mission work.There are all external deeds that everyone can see, but first of all, you should have a proper mindset because without that, you're just living the life of the elder son.
所以说，我们能够侍奉是神给我们的机会，而不是我们的权利，并不是因为我们多有才干、多有经验、多有学问、多属灵啊，都不是的，是神的恩典。
So it is not, it is God's grace that we can serve Him, not our entitlement. So it's not about how experienced we are, how devoted we are, how knowledgeable we are.
所以我们知道 entitlement 这个字，这我觉得是 root in pride, 认为是我有这个权利得着神的祝福，这是一种骄傲。
So we should know that entitlement is rooted in pride.
所以这也就是说，我们认为自己比别人好，认为自己比别人强，因为我很有恩赐，我很有经验，所以上帝要用我，这样想是不对的。
So it is wrong to think that you're better than others and you're more competent than others, you're more gifted, so that you deserve to be used more by God.
不是的，神确实要用我们每一个人。
It is not true. God uses every one of us.
当我们愿意把我们的主权放下的那一刻，神就要用你，不管你有多少经验、财富、地位 ，whatever。有很多大有才干的人不愿把他的自我放下的时候，神不能用这种人。
And God uses you as long as you surrender yourself to God, because there are so many people out there think they're very knowledgeable and competent, but they cannot put down themselves in front of God.
就是回到又从人的角度来看，好像是一种牺牲。你放下自我，那不是牺牲吗？从人的角度来看，好像真的是这样。
So from man's
perspective, 不是的，你在投资啊。
So from man's perspective, it again seems like a kind of sacrifice, because you are putting down your own pride. But no, you're not. You're investing in God's kingdom.
所以神最在乎的是一个正确的动机。
So God really cares about your motivation.
而动机是来自于渴望，你到底渴望的是什么？
So it is all about your true desire. What do you really desire for?
你渴望神自己吗？
Do you really long for God himself?
还是渴望神的祝福？
Or what you really want is God's blessing?
不一样哦。
They're different.
你渴望神自己，神会祝福你。
When you desire purely God himself, God will greatly bless you.
你渴望神的祝福而已的话，最后你会很不喜乐。
When you only want his blessings, you can never have joy.
这真的需要鼓励大家回去思想一下这个重点。
And I encourage you to think about it.
所以我们就知道神给我们个大诫命，就是要爱人如己，爱神爱人。然后给我们个大使命，就是要把福音向万邦万民来传扬。这是我们基督徒都应当知道，这是我们在地上的使命。但是在讲这个，再一次讲到这个行动之前，是讲内心。神要你渴望他自己。
And we know that the great commandment of, is to love God and love people, and the great commission is the global mission work, which is to make disciples of all nations. But first of all, God wants you to desire for God himself.
所以说弟兄姐妹们，有一首诗歌这样唱说，借我赐恩福、哦、这首歌我从小唱到大，很好听啊、哦。诉说基督慈爱的故事，诉说他赦罪大能，别人信主要借你去见证，生活时刻像明灯。然后副歌就是借我赐恩福，借我，大家有听过吧？哈，借我赐恩福，我成为那个管道，你知道吗
？So I like this hymn a lot. Make me a blessing. It says, "Tell the sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive others. Other will trust Him if only you prove."True, every moment you live, make me a blessing to someone today.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个诗歌让我们看到说，真正的喜乐就是知道我们的身份和地位，就是神要使用我们成为那祝福万邦万民的管道。我们是那个管道。
So our joy really comes from our identity, because God will use us to bless all nations and all peoples.
我想有一个 list， 我现在时间没有办法讲，我就快速讲一下。我们侍奉主都有各种不同的动机，有的人是因为 很害怕啊，有的人是因为怎么样，是因为有责任感啊。而这些固然都是有他的一些道理所在。
So you may have all kinds of reason to serve God. You may be driven by duty or fear, or guilt.
但是弟兄，我曾经也或许有跟你们提到过，我们侍奉主应该是因为回应神的爱，这固然也是好。但是弟兄姐妹，我要更深一层的来鼓励大家，我们侍奉神应当发自于对神的感谢。
And I want to remind you that we serve God out of our thankfulness to God.
并不是因为说哦，上帝啊，我要回报你的恩典，因为这种慢慢的又变成是一种上帝啊。你给我很多没有错，但是我也做很多啦，所以你看我有一些功劳啦，不是这个态度哦。
So we should not respond to God with a transactional mindset, saying that, God, I have served you in this way and that way, so it's your turn to bless me.
简单说，你真的要喜乐的时候，你如果真的渴望得到真正的喜乐，就是活在神为你命定的那个使命当中，就是这样。神给我们每一个人都有不同的呼召，他当我们去了解、去知道、活在那个呼召当中的时候，那就是最喜乐的一件事情。
So you will be really joyful when you live out His will for you, when you respond to His call.
所以说，在接下来讲到说，为什么这个跟借我赐恩福能够让我们每一个人都投入、都关心宣教呢
？So, how should this theme of make me a blessing can be related to the missionary work?
所以弟兄姐妹，很多人说传福音跟宣教有什么不同
？So, what is the difference between mission and sharing the gospel?
很多人说，如果说传福音就是宣教，那我们大家都是宣教师，我们大家都应该传福音嘛？我们都要传福音，对不对？这是神给我们每个基督徒的一个使命和责任嘛，对不对
？So if they're the same, well, every one of you is a missionary because you're sharing the gospel all the time.
但这样讲是不太正确的。
But it is not very precise to say so.
没有错，我们每一个基督徒都应当 be missional， 就是有宣教意识，或者成为宣传福音的管道。没有错，这是我们每一个基督徒该有的一种。了解跟我们的使命。
It is true that every Christian should become a missioner because you should share the good news with your neighbors.
但是一个宣教士是被差遣的意思，也就是说，在宣教士这个词是从拉丁文来的，原本的意思就被派出去，或者说做大使的那个观念，他就是被派出派去哪里？去那些从来没有听过耶稣的地方，或者是那些对耶稣一知半解的地方，那被派出去。所以宣教师跟 mission and missional 是不一样的意思。
So a missionary is someone commissioned. Originally, it was like a kind of diplomat. You were sent off to a different, to a distant land, to a different culture, so they're different.
所以说，我们对神的感恩，应当感动我们，引导我们去关心神所关心的事情，而那就是普世。都能够听闻福音的，也就是大使命。
And it is the great commission is about to call everybody to live in the will of God.
没有错，并不是我们每一个人都做宣教师，但是我们每一个人都可以投入宣教。
It is true that not every one of us can become a missionary, but everyone can be involved in missionary work.
因为就是回到我们刚刚所说的，我在讲这个使命跟责任之前，要了解是你的心。你的心如果渴望是神的国和神的义在地上彰显出来，那个意思是什么？就是在万邦万民当中，都有人能够认识耶稣，都有人能够来敬拜耶稣。那有一天基督还要再来，我们都大家成为天国的子民。
So what matters the most, as I said, is your inner attitude, because you're.You're driven from inward to share the gospel and make disciples of all nations.
所以当我们看到实际上世界上还有6800多个未得之民，而其中日本是第二大的未得之民。
And we see that in today's world there are still 6800 unreached peoples, and Japan is the second largest unreached people.
为什么我要再次提到日本？不单是因为我要做日本宣教，一方面我也是要鼓励我们华人，因为这对我们华人来说是一个很特殊、很不一样的一个呼召。
I emphasize a lot about Japan, not only because I'm going to be a commission to do work in Japan, but also for the Chinese people, it is a very special calling.
常常我到一些地方分享这个宣教意向的时候，其实我都有遇到一些的。算是不太赞成，甚至反对，甚至不太看好的声音。
So wherever I go to, I hear a lot of disapproval from people.
没有错，从历史的角度，日本人真的做了很多很糟糕的事情。
It is historically speaking, Japan has done great harm to our people.
就连我的爷爷也算是因为日本人的缘故而死了。
And actually, my own grandpa died because of Japanese.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们更深的去体会福音，更 更深的去体会主耶稣基督的爱与饶恕的时候，你发现真正的医治和释放就是能够饶恕你的敌人。
But when we truly experience the forgiveness in Christ, and we know we will learn that the true delivery and forgiveness is comes from Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣教导我们，他就是神跟人之间那个桥梁，就是使我们本来跟神是敌对的能够和好。而且他也在以弗所书告诉我们，本来外邦人跟以色列人犹太人是敌对关系，但因为基督的爱可以成为一家人。所以这是福音，这就是福音。所以当我们愿意去顺服回应神这个呼召，去关心日本人的时候，我们将会经历到福音的大能在我们华人的这个生命当中。
And we see in the scripture that God makes enemies one family, just like in Ephesians, God made peace between the Jews and the Gentiles.
所以说，这就是一方面我要让大家知道日本福音的需要。另外一方面，从我们华人的角度，我们可以看到这将会是我们的 blessing， 可以这么说。
So on one hand, it is the need of Japan that because Japan needs the gospel. On the other hand.It can be a great blessing to the Chinese people if we share the good news with them.
所以我们该可以如何来投入宣教呢？
So how can we be involved to do missionary work?
今天我带了一个小册子来，是为日本祷告31天的这个小册子，在后面等大家结束可以，它就是一天一小段，让我们对日本的情况有更多一些的了解。那你可以来为日本来祷告。
So I have brought you a booklet in the back. So it's about it's called Praying for Japan for 30 days. And so every day you can do your own devotion and pray for Japan.
然后还有一个是我们自己的代祷的 newsletter， 是抱歉只有英文的，所以如果你愿意的话，你可以拿一份在后面。
And we have a prayer letter in English. Everything is in the back.
所以如何投入宣教？第一个祷告。
So how can we support missionary work? First of all, to pray.
因为祷告呢是最重要的属灵的兵器。
Because that is the most, that is the sharpest spiritual armory.
刚刚我跟大家说的心灵的忧伤的医治从哪里来？是从神的爱跟神的话语而来。但日本人并不知道神的话，也没有听过福音。
As we just mentioned,the healing of soul comes from God, but the Japanese people do not know this.
虽然七年了，他们的大地震的外在已经整修得很好，但内心的伤痛，唯有耶稣能够医治。
So it's been 7 years since the earthquake, and it has been restored from outside, but many of them are still living in trauma.
所以请来关心，来为我们祷告。
So please care for these people and pray for us.
第二个方面，你可以奉献。好，感谢主，让我在从去年差不多三月底四月开始，全时间的到各个教会去分享这个宣教意向。神的供应让我们现在已经达到90%。
So secondly, you can support us through offering. And since last year, our monthly supports have reached 90%.
目前有十间教会来与我们一同来同工，大概有150位，抱歉，英文我忘了 update， 150位的弟兄姐妹来支持我们。
So currently we have ten churches that are committed to one-time or long-term support, and 150 brothers and sisters have committed to support us.
那也感谢各位教会能够在宣教上面与我们同工。来支持我们。
And we thank this church for supporting us and praying for us.
那我们还有最后的 10%， 如果有20个人可以奉献50块一个月的话，我们就达到目标了。
And for the remaining 10%, if we have 20 people give us an offering of $50 a month, then our goal is reached.
但是这个钱财不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important thing.
回到我刚刚一开始说的是那个心，我们的心要先被神得着。
So back to the beginning, the most important is our hearts. Our hearts must be gained by the Lord first.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这里我再次的来邀请大家，我们向神一个真诚的感恩的心呢，就是来体贴关心神所关心的事情，就是普世的福音的传扬。
So the real way to respond to be thankful to God is to live in His own will and see what God desires for you. That is to do global mission work.
所以邀请弟兄姐妹一起来为我们祷告。你可以 sign up 我们的 newsletter， 如果你还没有 sign up 的话，可以欢迎你把你的 email 留下来，我在每个月就会寄个代祷信给你。
So I invite you to come to sign up for our newsletters, and I will send you monthly a prayer letter.
最后，我们要知道感恩是什么呢？感恩是我们的心灵的良药。
As a conclusion, what is thankfulness? Thankfulness is a good medicine for our souls.
向神感恩的心也给我们侍奉的动力。当我们领受神的恩典之后，盼望我们都向神发出感恩的心，让我们每一个人都因此体贴神的心意，就是来关心普世的福音的传扬。
And thankfulness is the motivation for us to serve God. And as we receive His grace, we should all give thanks to God so that every one of us can reflect God's mind and to devote ourselves.
所以再次谢谢大家的关心。如果你有负担的话，你也可以在会后那边有一个我们的这个简介，还有这个奉献的信封。如果你愿意的话，也可以欢迎你拿一份。
So I encourage you to, I'm grateful that you have been supportive and caring for us, and we have booklets and other materials in the back.And I encourage you to take one.
我们大家一起在主面前来祷告。
Let's all pray.
主，感谢你，因为你把你那丰盛的生命白白的赏赐给我们。
God, thank you for you have given us your abundant life for free.
我们这些贫穷、心灵贫穷的人，我们本不知你是我们的造物主。
We are the people that are poor in heart, and we didn't know that you're our creator.
但是你却愿意向我们显明，让我们真的明白你就是这么的爱我们。
But you revealed yourself to us and show us your great love.
我们今天在座的有这样的机会享受在福音里的好处。
So that we can live in a blessed life in front of you.
但是我们想到世界上还有很多的民族不认识你。
But there are so many unreached peoples in the world.
我们求你感动我们。
May you touch us.
让我们也关心到他们的需要。
So that we will care for their needs.
我们能够来为他们来祷告。
And we will pray for them.
我们能够来支持宣教师，支持宣教机构，让有更多的工人被打发出去来传扬福音。
So that we can support the missionary work and the missionary organizations so that more missionaries will be commissioned to their fields.
主啊，求你也坚固我们的教会。
God, may you strengthen this church.
让我们各方面的需要也求主你来赏赐。
So that you can cater to our daily needs.
求你来引导这个教会前面的方向。
May you lead this church.
把荣耀颂赞归给你。
Glory to God.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.